getting ready for the big game on Sunday. It's Super Bowl weekend, and there actually is evidence that suggests that if you support the losing team, your health could be impacted.
Well, I won't focus on this study too much because, frankly, I think it's a pretty bogus study that sort of just adds up death certificates after a Super Bowl game and says that, well, people who were really emotionally involved with a particular team have a greater risk of dying of heart attack. I just can't see how they can make that correlation. But
so literally, the study is saying that a Super Bowl loss can break your heart.
Yeah. But if we turn to the point of what stress does with regards to heart disease, people who have a propensity to have heart disease, risks of heart disease. Remember, heart attacks happen a lot of times because the heart, a demand is being made on the heart to respond to increased oxygen demand by the body. That is, if you're exercising, if you're scared, if your heart rate all of a sudden picks up, adrenaline is released, the body's response is, I need more oxygen to work. And if the heart is already impaired, if the heart has blockages in the coronary arteries, and this instantaneous demand is met, for example, people who shovel driveways in the wintertime and shoveling snow, instantaneous demand for energy, heart can't keep up with it, heart attack or angina happens. That's the type of stress that the mechanism that generally causes this kind of problem. So if someone is worried, someone is already stressed, and on edge and anxious, and then you add something else to the mix that increases that demand even more, that's where you see the potential for increasing your rate of heart attack. But the football game, especially when they measure weeks afterwards, I'm not so sure that really has much bearing, as opposed to maybe they were drinking more afterwards, maybe they were doing other stuff afterwards, maybe they were playing football more afterwards. Who knows what they were doing that led to the increased heart attack rate. But nevertheless, the stress in itself, and this is why when we have, for patients who have heart disease, we really caution against any instantaneous physical activity that is putting that kind of demand on them, especially if they have not done anything to improve their cardiac efficiency. That is, they have been just diagnosed with heart disease. They're not really exercising very much. They may not be taking medications as they should. And so they're at increased risk of causing damage. And you're not going to advise someone, okay, start taking up a good sport now and really work out until you really get someone adjusted, get someone slowly integrated into a cardiac rehab program, which is what they do at the Heart Institute, and then get them up to speed to do that physical activity. So it's that type of stuff, Mark, that really leads to it.
Meanwhile, there are going to be a lot of people who are drinking a little bit of pop. There's going to be more than just pop consumed on Sunday, but
right.
The sugary drinks are usually part of the experience for some fans. And there's a group saying that we should actually impose a tax on colas and energy drinks that would generate money for the federal government to fight obesity. I'm not sure that they're proposing this as a way of deterring people from having the drinks. I think they're just saying we should have the government profit from that and be able to reinvest the money in programs that would promote a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, again, I don't know how well that will work. I'm not sure how well that's worked in other jurisdictions to add a tax to something, but as a means of trying to alter behaviors, especially a small tax that's 1%, and also, there's no guarantee that money will be used. How do you figure out how much of that is going to go into general revenues and how much is actually going to be used for health programs? The point is that there are a lot of health programs already to try and combat obesity, but that is not working. And Dr. Yoni Friedhoff is really good at being able to express what it is that the problem has been with regards to obesity management. And it's more than just the soft drinks. I mean, it's the calories. All told, you have to look at fast food that people are eating, the quantities of food people are eating. So it's not just the tax on the soft drinks that are going to make the huge difference and change the behaviors. So although I understand where they're coming from, don't know if that has evidence to show that it will make much of a difference.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome,
Have
Mark.
A great weekend.
You too.